I was really happy with the way our team handled last week. They practiced really well. They remained consistent and focused, and they played exactly how I would have liked them to, especially the first half when the players that received most of our time to this point in the season were playing. I think it was a great chance to see a few possible young players emerge as well in the second half. And now much-needed rest, recovery, healing, a fairly light week in terms of the bye, and then back to work in terms of San Jose prep, really Thursday. We'll be practicing until then, but that's really when we'll reshift our focus. And then a Friday night game, again, with more exposure and another great chance to move forward. So take questions.
What do you want to get out of this bye week?
I think, first of all, we'd like to get healthy. Second, we'd like to get a great self-scout analysis to find out what's worked for us and what hasn't. Sometimes you have theories and ideas, but during the season it's hard to have enough time to really research it, so I'd love to have that done. And then give the players a little bit of more of a chance to get some schooling done and then go forward.
Austin Peter just talked about defensively working on stopping the run and gap work. Is that kind of what you're looking at from that?
I think that's just one of the things, but I'd love to continue to see us increase the physical play as we're making progress in almost every statistical area. And basically it's just now more and better and more intense emphasis on everything. And we're playing third down really well. We're creating a lot of turnovers. And what Austin's talking about, the better we play in early downs, the more we can get to third down.
Do you guys kind of stand out when you watch the film but maybe earn some playing
time? Let's see. From a defensive perspective, Jordan Prater did a nice job, so he's re-emerging, and even though he's been back and eligible for a couple weeks, it's taken him a little bit of time, so I really like the way Jordan played. Kesney Tausinga did a nice job up front. Moses Kamatule is earning and establishing himself as a player that can get some more time. Offensively, a couple receivers did a nice job. Young receivers, Josh Weeks, we liked what he did. Trey Dye, we liked what he did. And Akile Davis, we liked that, as well as two young freshman offensive linemen in Jacob Jimenez and J.J. Nwigwe. Both of those guys did a really nice job. And then I've talked about our quarterbacks already.
How would you describe this November schedule that you and Tom put together?
Is that the one we just did or the one coming up?
Coming up. November, yeah.
November. That was a real question right there. I mean, I like it. I like the matchup regionally with San Jose. I think that's it's nice to have some of the Mountain West teams to compete against still. So I like that matchup. I really like the Missouri matchup in Arrowhead Stadium. I think that's right on with what we're doing, especially the time that we're getting it. And Fresno State, that's an intriguing matchup too, and based on the year and based on how the teams are doing. And you never know when you schedule it, but that was the thought, that could be a featured or premier game. And then with the University of Utah, that game taking a break, I liked the idea of Utah State to finish. So I think it's right on.
On Sione Takitaki, is he, number one, still with the team, still in school, and will he be back in January?
Kind of talk about that. So Sione, I've worked with the university, and he's not with the team. He's suspended from now technically through winter semester, with the only things that he can do football-wise are conditioning activities and academics. So there's no meetings, there's no position meetings, there's no practice, anything like that. So all of his time literally right now is physical training separate from the team, and then academics. And if he's able to do that part effectively, then he could be back in status to maybe practice, and I'll emphasize maybe, with contingencies for spring practice. But everything would have to go perfectly for that to happen. If not, then he would be not eligible for spring either.
How's Adam Hine coming along?
We're hopeful he'll be back for San Jose. Man, we're hopeful a lot of guys will be back for San Jose. to ask me now and to say who's coming back, I don't know yet. In fact, next Monday, I still might not know. By next Thursday, probably. But, man, we're hopeful we can take a healthy team there.
Were there any other injuries?
Not that I've heard, besides algae.
Will you petition to get that cannon removed?
Petition is a subtle and nicer word than what we're using right now. We're actually thinking of just having a Nerf gun in the corner. Just launch a little Nerf rocket.
What does it say to you as a program, fans at times can take for granted bowl games, but you're only one of a handful of programs, I think 12, who have qualified for a bowl game the past 10 years every year. Is that something that, I mean, it's just kind of, well, whatever, you do it every year, or is it a big accomplishment?
I don't know how the fans view it. I know for us as a program, we expect it, but it's hard work, and we're proud of it. I'm lucky to be part of our program, or a program that can go to the postseason every year, but the culture here expects it. I'm not sure if it's appreciated. I know they appreciate it if you win it and you play against a good team, and so we have really high standards, but it's not easy.
Coach, it's been a really eventful 8 games, and your players talk about how close they are, and some of the seniors even say, you know, this is the closest group they've been a part of. But to see them together, it seems like they're telling the truth. It seems like this is a group that's really held together really well.
They have, and they've been through a lot of things, and they're having success, and they have a chance to have a special season. And so there's a lot to play for, and they're handling it really, really well. And I don't think it's just talk. A lot of times when you're visiting with the media, or our players are, you know, they want to give the answers that are expected and that sound good. In this particular case, we have a team that's close, and it's a fun team to coach. It's a fun team to be around.
Do you not have to worry about motivation because of what you just said?
Man.
Basically, your bowl pretty much.
You know, once I heard one time from an old-time coach that if you're not addressing motivation every day, then it's a huge mistake as a head coach. And I look for signs as to how much I need to say and when. I really haven't had to do much. The team has handled that pretty well, and I think they all realize there's a lot of pretty cool milestones out there that they could still get, and I think they realize they can still play at an increased level too. So, and they're liking it. So I really haven't had to, you know, go too deep psychologically yet, even though the bowl game's established, just because there's some pretty neat landmarks still ahead of us.
As far as Tanner goes, with his continuing growth, is the bye week a chance where you continue to install more things for him?
It is, actually. We just talked about that as a staff earlier today, and so there's been a lot of things we've just kind of shelved because of relative inexperience, but he's played so well that, there's a few ideas and concepts we intend to expand, which I think will help us down the stretch, and we'll need them.
We talked to Kessler, a guy that had an opportunity to catch a touchdown pass. How cool is it as a coach to see guys that battle like that?
It's awesome. It's really fun, and because we see it in practice, and he does all those things, and he works really hard, and he's catching passes, and Jake Zilkowski lays out and catches one, and then on the scout team, we've been seeing Josh Weeks and Akile doing their stuff, and Coy Detmer throwing the ball to him. So it's fun to have others now see what we're seeing, and there's reason for optimism in the program, you know, not only currently for this year, but we've been recruiting pretty well. And so when Kessler has a chance to just labor behind the scenes and now actually catch a few passes and show that he's capable, it's fun for us as a coaching staff to see. And it's just, those are experiences he won't forget, and it's fun to see our fans recognize it.
You just got the weekend off. You excited to actually have a Saturday off in the middle of the season?
I'd love to say I have a Saturday off, but our personnel director has me recruiting on Saturday. So somehow I got to blend that with family time and Halloween. It might all be, I don't know yet, but yeah, we'll make that merge somehow.
With Remington Peck moving to tight end, does that mean that Brian Sampson is done for the year, or is...
It looks like Brian is going to be done from an injury standpoint. And I don't remember as of right now the exact injury or even how long it was supposed to be, but that's what we were projecting. And so Rem he did a really nice job. And so this, the bye week will give him a chance to be more ingrained. He played, we were thinking about 30-ish plays on offense, and he got close to 20-ish on defense. So that'll be about like that for the rest of the year, I think.
Are you going to continue using Harvey Longhand kick return?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we liked him a lot. He was just knocking a bunch of guys down for the returner, and I like it when he does that.
In the years you've been at BYU, you've dealt with a lot of return missionaries and trying to help them get back. Is it have you learned some things from that, or is it kind of an individual basis depending on the guy?
It's both. We're closer now than we've ever been. We've always, I think, been the best at doing it, regardless of any school, because of our sheer numbers. But we have a system now that is really, really specific and individually oriented, but also group focused. And the best way I could describe that is maybe if you used maybe like the karate analogy. And so you start with a white belt, and then eventually you go to a different color. And so there's very specific metrics and standards that each player has to pass to move up a level. And so we have different levels that each individual. So one player might come home and be home a week. He might be at level whatever it is, 2 or 3. Another player might have been home 6 months and be at that same level. So when they come home, there's initial testing, and then that moves them or puts them in an initial category. Then there's criteria they have to meet to advance out of that. And Frank has really done a nice job with it. And it's just the next tier of how effectively we're handling these guys.
In that context, what Tanner has been able to do, just, you know,
we haven't come up, yeah, we don't have a name for that belt that he's earned from yeah, whatever dark black would be. That's if it was the karate example. What's really surprised us is just we've been getting some pretty unique data on game days and how much volume that he's running and how well he's handling it. It's been beyond what I could have expected or hoped for.
A couple years ago when the bye week was also Halloween weekend, you had an incident that cost a couple players are
you have a good memory.
Coaching, I mean, just giving any advice?
I haven't yet. Usually the last words that I say when our team leaves the locker room after in Lavelle Edwards Stadium after a win is, you know, look after each other on the weekend. And I usually counsel after all the celebration. Those are usually my last words. And so it will be the same after practice on Thursday. And then I'll have Frank say it again when they leave workouts Friday. And there might be a text that goes out to everybody on Saturday, and the position coaches might make phone calls Saturday night. It'd be something like that.
All right. Thanks, folks, is off limits.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to know what you guys. I'll tell you when you tell me.